Jolly, everybody. This is Pastor Bunny, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call tonight on Heritage Worldwide Radio. We're glad to have you aboard tonight. We got a barn burner coming in your way, praise Yahweh, here tonight. We're going to continue our message tonight, and we would like to invite you to call us here at our number that after the broadcast, you can reach us here at area code 423-626-2172. And we're going to have a very controversial message. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on tonight with Pastor Betty. And we're raring to go. We're all lathered up from being on Truth Radio. We just came off of Truth Radio on another network, but we're here on Heritage now, and we're going to continue, believe it or not, in the same vein to carry those transferring listeners. We got many listeners from Truth that are transferring over to Heritage tonight, and we welcome you Truth listeners to Heritage Worldwide Radio. Praise Yahweh. Call a friend, tell them that we're on the air. We invite you to strap on your seatbelts and batten down the hatch. And as we said on Truth, we've got a belt-roping, toe-stopping show that the devil will be afraid to match. Praise Yahweh. Only Yahweh's men will go where angels fear to tread in the Truth Department. Praise Yahweh. You see, Yahweh's ministers are truth-only ministers, and Satan's ministers are sugarcoaters or transformers of lies into truth. They give you a lie, sugarcoat it, and the goats come among us, and then the sheep follow the goats. Praise Yahweh. Now, we left off in the book of 1 Samuel 17 and 12. We left off teaching there, and we're going to continue the teaching here on Heritage. As we read again, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 12. Now, the title of our message tonight is Christ Was Not a Jew. Christ was not a Jew. Now, does that astound you? Does that cut you to your heart? I know it don't tickle your ears because you've never heard a message like that, praise Yahweh, probably in all your life. And yet we're going to prove that Christ was out of the bloodline of David. And we're going to prove tonight, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that David was out of the bloodline of Ephraim, not out of the bloodline tribe of Judah. Now, that may be astounding for you, but we're going to prove it, praise Yahweh. So, the Bible says prove all things. Now, 1 Samuel 17 and 12, let's read. Now, David was the son of an Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, and his name was Jesse. So, Jesse was an Ephrathite. Now, isn't that strange that Jesse would be an Ephrathite? Well, if Jesse was an Ephrathite, the father of David, how could David be a Judite? Well, there is a $64 question. There is the hidden truth that has been kept secret from the foundation of the world, and Yahweh is now revealing it to his prophets and his teachers as they come on the scene in the last days. This is the covenant that he would establish with us in the last days, he said, that he would bring the truth, the final episode. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I believe that we're writing the final chapter upon our destiny of Jacob Israel before the Great Awakening. Dr. Gary and I were talking about the excitement that is in the air. All over the world, people, we're talking about the people of Jacob, are waking up to their identity. For that we are so eternally grateful. But ladies and gentlemen, when you get the truth, make sure you get it all. And the Bible said if you continue in his word, then you're his disciples, because many will turn back when truth comes. Now, Genesis 49:24, the Bible says that the seed of Joseph is the breath, starting in verse 22. We're reading here in Genesis chapter 49. Stay with us, praise Yahweh, as we are going to reiterate some of the scriptures and set your foundation for you here on Heritage tonight. Joseph is a fruitful bough. So the text here is concerning the blessing of Joseph and his ancestors, praise Yahweh, or his offspring. Verse 24, that his bow, Joseph's bow, abode in strength. The arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. And from Joseph, from hence, is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Now, did the stone shepherd come from Joseph? was Christ himself a Nicolaitan as was David? Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are exposing you to the truth, and the Bible says you shall know it, and the truth shall make you free. Now, quickly, over to Psalms 133. We're going to prove to you that the prophetic essence of the scriptures was that Christ would come from the seed of David. And if David was a Jew, then Christ would have been a Jew. If David was an Ephraimite, then Christ would have been from the birthright tribe of Ephraim. So we're going to examine that question. Was Christ a Jew? Yahweh, the Lord says in the King James Bible, misnomer, but it says here, Yahweh hath sworn in truth unto David. He will not turn from it. This is verse 11 of Psalms 132. He will not turn from this truth. Of the fruit of David's body will I set upon the throne. Now, isn't that a standing prophetic prophecy that God said that he would become a man and sit upon the throne of David from the genetics of David's flesh? Astounding. Revelation, ground truth, goat roping, post-stopping truth. Praise Yahweh. Now over to the book of Acts where we just read a while ago. The book of Acts says here in chapter 2, that there had been a prophet and man that God had sworn with an oath. Here it is. Quoting Psalms 132 verse 11, here's the apostolic fathers. They knew that scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, they knew that Christ was a Galilean. Do you know it? Do you know that Christ was not a Jew? And yet you give your allegiance to those people that you call God's chosen people when Christ himself was not even from that tribe, that was not from that polluted bloodline of the serpent. And if you believe he was, then you would have to pay right into the hands of the crafty one, Satan, who's changed the truth into a lie, having you to worship the creature more than the Creator, Romans chapter 1, verses 23. Therefore, then a prophet in knowing that God has sworn with him an oath that at the fruit of his loins, that is David's loins, that according to the flesh he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. So Christ came out of the lineage, bloodline, genetics of David. Now, if David's father of 1 Samuel 17:12 was an Ephraimite, then do you suppose that David was from the tribe of Ephraim? And that the tribe of Ephraim has the birthright, and that according to Genesis 49, verse 10, that's the scepter that would depart when Christ would come. Now, let's look into the date and feather it just a little bit here, praise Yahweh. Feather into the seventh chapter of the book of John. All this is ground truth, zero, ladies and gentlemen. And we are coming at you tonight with a goat-ripping, post-ripping truth that will stop the devil in his tracks. Praise Yahweh. Verse 7, listen to this. And after these things, the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, walked in Galilee. For he would not walk in Judah, because the Jews sought to kill him. Oh, my. Now, if Christ was of the seed of Judah, why were they so adamantly opposed to him? Why were they so judgmental, and why were they in such opposition of him? And that's this reason. They believed, and they were taught by the scribes and the Pharisees, that Christ would come from Judah. And here Christ claimed to be a Galilean. We'll see this just in a moment. Quickly now, 7th chapter, and we are now at the 40th verse. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of the truth, this is the prophet that it is said, this is the Christ, or the anointed one that would come. Remember the prophets, they knew the scriptures, that Christ would come from the seed of David. This is the Christ. The son said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? You reckon that this Christ that they killed was a Galilean? Well, the scripture says he was. Hath not the scripture said, here's where they were erring, say, hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David? They know Psalms 132. They know Acts chapter 2, verse 30 that was quoted, and I just have to read it, that Christ would be patented to come out of the seed of the loins of David, and of his flesh he would sit upon the throne of the birthright inheritor. Ladies and gentlemen, he had to come from the birthright tried to be the birthright in Eric Earth. My, my, my. A few people ever catch this revelation here. Catch it if you can. Very few. I can count them on my fingers, the ones that caught this revelation. All the years I preached this, only a few have caught this revelation. If Christ was to come from the birthright tribe, he would have had to come from Ephraim, Joseph, not Judah. For Judah had neither birthright nor scepter. The Bible says that he prevailed to take the scepter. It was never his to start with. And when Christ would come, he would return the scepter, and the scepter would depart back to its rightful owner, Christ, from the seed of David, who was an Ephrathite. Ground for zero. You better get your seatbelt on ready to come. This plane is about to blast into orbit at new territory for your health like this. And we don't want to stretch you beyond your ability, but you must search the scripture for when you think you've got eternal life. You might have been listening to the Jewish conspiracy and the lies that they are still guilty of telling all over the world, and they have the sheep of Israel eaten from their hand. Damn sheep, led astray, blind, heart hardened, neck stiff. And they love a lie. They love kings over them. They don't want to be in the preeminent role as the bloodline seed of Israel. They believe that they're Gentiles or heathen. And ladies and gentlemen, we are the lost sheep indeed of the house of Israel. Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Have not the scripture said that he would come out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? David lived in the town of Bethlehem? Of course he did. Now, there, if David was an Ephrathite, according to 1 Samuel 17:12, that Jesse himself was an Ephrathite, now the prophet thickens, praise Yahweh, as we go back to the cultures, and we're going to look into some revealing scripture here as we go into the book of Ruth. Now, and this is in the 4th chapter, and we're going to go to the 14th verse. And the woman said unto Naomi, Blessed be Yahweh, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman. And we're talking about a kinsman redeemer. Right from my faith on the kinsman redeemer that I preached here on Heritage. Praise Yahweh. That his name may be famous in Israel. Now Christ, can you imagine the word Christ only is a Greek term? It's the Messiah. The Messiah was to come from the birth line or the birthright tribe of Ephraim, but the Judaites, who wanted Christ to come from their little tribe, were jealous and envious, and they changed the scriptures in certain texts that Christ would come out of Bethlehem, Judea, instead of Bethlehem, Ephrathah. There, the birthright privileges were granted to the birthright territory of the kingdom that we've already discussed in Genesis chapter 35. And we're also talking about the scriptures of Ruth here tonight to prove our point. Praise Yahweh. Now, let's look at verse 21. We're talking about descendants now. We're going to look at David's offspring here, the progenitors of David. If we can establish the fact that David's progenitors were in fact Ephraimites and were not Judites, then David could not have been a Jew, and Christ could not have been a Jew, because the prophetic reference here is that Christ would come from the loins or the seed genetics of the seed of David. Verse 21, and Salem begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David. Now we're going back to the first chapter of the book of Ruth. Now, let me give you the Strong's number for Ephraim. Look it up. 669 in your Strong. Ladies and gentlemen, we tell so much truth at you that we keep you so busy writing and thinking that you can't think and write at the same time. So remember that. Strong's number 669. Now, here's the clincher. Here is positive proof that David was not from the genetic bloodline of Judah. That Christ himself could not be from the bloodline descendant tribe of Judah himself. He had to be an Ephraimite to qualify for the stone shepherd birthright. Christ had to be out of the tribe of Joseph. And we'll see that the scriptures indicate that he was. And it came to pass in those days, verse 1, Ruth, chapter 1, when the judges ruled, and there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, says Judea, that should be Bethlehem Ephrathah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab. You see, if you were to ask the Jews, through change from scriptures here. But nevertheless, the Bible says you don't reckon it as a genealogy. Because ask you that they would change the genealogy. You reckon that if you ask them if there were two Bethlehems, that they would deny? Of course they would. You see, the Bethlehem in the south in Judea was not established so long after the fact that Bethlehem Ephratah was on the mount. The ancient maps will show you Bethlehem Ephratah, and Bethlehem Judea is not there. Matter of fact, when the territory, partition territory, Joshua chapter 15 through chapter 24 shows you the proportional allotment of land given, and Bethlehem Ephratah is right at Bethel where Rachel died, in the land of Ephraim. Praise Yahweh. He went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. Now remember, he was not from Moab. He couldn't have been a Moabite, as some erroneously say that David himself was a Moabite because they said Ruth was a Moabite. These are Ephraimites, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to Moab to sojourn there, or to live there, or to set up shop. And the name of the man was Elimelech. And the name of his wife was Naomi. There she is. And then I just read to you in the fourth chapter of Naomi and Boaz that married. Ruth and Boaz that married. Naomi, the mother-in-law here. And we're talking about bloodline descendants. Both Naomi and both Boaz were Ephraimites. Now, Boaz was the father of Jesse, and Jesse was the father of David. So then they would have been Ephraimites. And here we're going to show you both their progenitors, the ones that brought them about. Naomi, the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chetlon, Ephraimites, there it is, Ephraimites. Praise God, verse 2. These were Ephraimites. And here we have then that Ruth was married to an Ephraimite. And she married another Ephraimite named Boaz, who was the father of Jesse, who was the father of David. And 1 Samuel chapter 17 says that Jesse was an Ephraimite. God, praise Yahweh. How could Christ be a Jew? Those lying bastards, they lie and do not the truth. And many are the gullible sheep, the hard-headed. The Bible said dumb sheep, led to the slaughter. The Jews are eating your lunch every day, praise Yahweh. Why? Because you have no knowledge, and you won't hear the truth, and you will not support the poor preachers that are out here on the scene trying to buff the tide of the Judeo modern, politically correct agenda of the serpent seed and their offspring. My. 2-0. I hope you're catching tonight. I hope you tuned in to truth and the hour before, and you're continuing tonight. You're getting a year full, praise Yahweh, of truth, and we don't apologize for it. Now, Boaz is an Ephraimite. We found that out in the fourth chapter. The progenitors here. Ruth was married to an Ephraimite, and she was herself an Ephraimite, going to live in the country of Moab. So she was not a Moabite, as some assume, because she's called Ruth the Moabite. She was Ruth the Ephraimite living in the land of Moab. Praise Yahweh. Now, Exodus chapter 17, verse 6, and Exodus chapter 28, verse 1, we see the scriptures where the stone shepherd, we're talking about the stone that was carried. Only the house of Ephraim was permitted to carry the sacred stone of Bethel. Praise Yahweh. Notice now, in Genesis 49:24, it says that Christ, the stone shepherd, will come out of the house of Joseph. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if he won't come out of the stone shepherd, won't come from the seed of Joseph, then Christ has not come. And the Jews, who don't believe he has, will not acknowledge he as the Antichrist, then we are no better than they are to believe a lie and be damned. So then if you swallow their lie that Christ didn't come, but if you swallow their lie that if he did come, he came out of the tribe of Judah and he was a Jew, then you're twice fooled or twice burnt, and shame on you for your effort. Praise Yahweh. Now we read Luke 1:26 that Joseph and Christ would come out of the house of David. That David himself was an Ephratite. We're going back to 1 Samuel 17:12, and we're going to read that. Now remember, Boaz, here in Ruth chapter 4, and Ruth chapter 1, we prove that David's descendants, or David's ancestors, David's progenitors, were not from the tribe of Judah. Ground Truth Zero, ladies and gentlemen, coming at you, going strong. And Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David, and Boaz begot Obed. So it's Boaz, Obed, Jesse, and David. All of them from the tribe of Ephraim. Ladies and gentlemen, do you still believe that Christ was a Jew? Do you believe that the Jews rightfully killed him? Or do you believe that they killed him because of the controversy of John chapter 7, where we will go back and we will continue the great debate? Now remember, I read you John chapter 1, chapter 7, verse 1, that he would not dwell, or he would not travel, or he would not live in Bethlehem, Judea, or the territory of Judea. He was really, he had a price upon his head of 30 pieces of silver. My. That was quite a reward back in those days, ladies and gentlemen. That would have bought a donkey and a cart, or it might have bought a parcel of land somewhere. So they put a wanted poster out for this Galilee. He said he was from the house of Joseph, and he was the inheritor, the blessing of Jacob. Yeah, praise Yahweh. That's why that the scepter departed from Judah. That's why that they, in their anger, and in their resentment, and in their jealousy, killed him in a rage, and said, now, this is the inheritor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible that's spoken of in the book of Luke, if he indeed was the inheritor, the inheritor had to come from the tribe of Joseph, because that's where the birthright heritage came from. So Christ had to be from the tribe of Joseph. Now, everybody, you say, are you popular with that scripture? No. Now, we're not very popular with that tonight, praise Yahweh. Are we living in the end time, ladies and gentlemen? Is it time for the truth to manifest? I call upon all the racial covenant, true seed line identity believers, to join with Pastor Betty here on the Shepherd's Call and preach this truth that I'm revealing tonight, that Christ was not a Jew. Neither was he from the tribe of Judah, as some of our two-seed-line covenant identity brothers would like to believe. Folks, it just ain't true. Our Messiah, Christ, was from the tribe of Ephraim, that bloodline tribe that had the inherited promise of Jacob. Genesis 49, verse 24. This is the promise to Joseph and to his descendants that he would, in fact, come through the bloodline genetics of Joseph and David. He swore to David. He knew what David was. He knew that his progenitors were Ephraimites. Yahweh knew that when he chose David. Jesse was an Ephraimite. He was not a Jew. And so then, ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to by the serpent. What happened to seven lied to us? That's what he just said. And let me tell you this. The lies of the serpent, the tradition of the elders, and the breaking of Yahweh's laws and commandments and failing to read the Bible has built a hill that is hard to climb to find the truth. They have blocked it. They get in the door. They stand in the door. They will not bend themselves, and they will hinder them to win. And the Bible says, from such turn away, sin asks for the old path. This is the old path of revelation, not tradition. Tradition will get you deceit by the serpent's cunning craftiness as they lay in wait to deceive. Now remember, the Greeks, their wives also, and their crafty, and they left to deceit. They left deceit, and they left to be deceived. The Bible said they will deceive, and they're being deceived. The deceived are deceiving, praise God, in other words. So then, don't look at the world system of tradition that Christ Jesus was a Jew. Ladies and gentlemen, that is far from the truth. He was himself a Ephraimite that came from the bloodline descendant progenitors of David. And David himself was a Jew. No, David himself was not a Jew. We have been conditioned to think that David was a Jew. We've been conditioned to think that Christ was a Jew. And we hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. And that the Jews are God's chosen people until it ingrained into our mind like a record that has been grooved and will not move out of that groove. It takes a strong dose of truth. I call it Holy Ghost. This is toe stomping, goat rubbing, we got to wreck the goats and stomp your toes to get you to see the truth. Praise Yahweh. Now, we're going back to the 7th chapter and continue this raging debate. Many therefore said, when they heard this say in verse 40, chapter 7 of John, chapter 40, look at it, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't start this debate. I didn't start this controversy. This controversy was going on 2,000 years ago. And it was raging even then. But let me assure you one thing. The Bible will tell you emphatically that time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. So we got away from the truth, accepted the tradition, and a way that seems right, and now we are in trouble, and trouble is at the door. Ladies and gentlemen, the 40th verse of John chapter 7, many of the people therefore when they heard this saying, said of the truth, this is the prophet, you're talking about Christ. But ever said, is this the Christ? But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? You mean this man was a Galilean? Of course he was. Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? So there was a division, there it is. There was a raging debate, a division among them because of him. The question was he a Jew or was he a Galilean? Now you couldn't be both, you had to be one or the other. Christ himself was a Galilean. Now, we know that his disciples were Galileans. We're going to prove that. Let's turn quickly. We're over here into the 2nd chapter of the book of Acts, and we're going to start at the 7th verse. Now, listen to me as I read. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me set the foundation here for you. When the day of Pentecost, verse 1, was fully come, the 12 apostles, remember Judas had died, he was the only one from Judah, he died. And now we have 12 apostles, the other was chosen to take Judas's place. We've got 12 of them here, and they were all at one place. When this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and they were confounded because they heard every man speaking his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another. Now remember, the ones that's doing the talking here are Jews, because that's what the Bible said. Verse 5, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. These were the good guys, obviously, praise Yahweh. And out of the tribe of Judah, there is the good priest and the bad. And they were all amazed and marveled, said, are not all these speak Galileans, proving to you that Christ only chose Galileans. He chose one devil, and he was out of the tribe of Judah. That was the Canaanite infested Jew. They said he was a Jew, but was not. He had the Galilean voice, though, but he didn't have Christ, though. Christ knew who he was from the word, though. He said he was a devil from the very beginning. Christ knew these devils. Do you know them today? Or do you serve them and in servitude bow and call them God's chosen people? If you do, you are victim of the venom of the snake. My. These snakes are crafty, and they lay in wait to deceive. And the Bible said they were deceived of her. He acted popular. Christ was not a Jew. He was a Galilean. He was an Israelite. He was out of the tribe of the birthright heritage, Joseph. And I proved that tonight by the scriptures. We'll debate it internationally, anywhere in the continental. Praise Yahweh. We'll debate any minister on this subject tonight. Praise Yahweh. And how do we hear of a man speaking our own tongue wherein we were born? Now, verse 7. Now, this is the reply to them. Verse 14. Because they said they were amazed. Now, these Jews were amazed. And some were in doubt. And they said one to another, what does this mean? But others, these others were these bad pigs, mocking said, these men are full of new wine. And Peter standing up, listen to what he said. With the 11. Now, remember, verse 7 says they were all Galileans. Now, this is the Galilean Peter standing up and saying, say, you men of Judea, proving that they were all Jews that he was addressing. And all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. We're not drunken as you suppose, and it's the third hour of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of the sheep of Israel tonight drunk on the tradition of the bull box. They put the steeples up and the palaces and the vaginas and cross, and they make love to the Babylonian goddess. My, Nimrod and Ashtar. We're having this change, ladies and gentlemen. We're still worshiping Baal. Everybody that calls him Lord is a Baal worshiper. Baal, if you look in the Strong, if you look there for the word Baal, you'll find it is in the Strong's Concordance, and it means Lord. In Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 25 through 27, he said, my people have forgotten my name for Baal, and they made the substitute and took out White's W-H, Yahweh, and they inserted Lord 5,823 times in capital letters. It should be Yahweh, and now we're all calling Lord. It's a misnomer. You better call him by his name. Do you really know who he is? Do you really know who you are? Are you one of the lost sheep? If so, you are the one that this lone voice tonight on Heritage is a preaching a truth, first-time revelation of truth, and it has to come from a prophet. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon my sons and daughters, and I will send you prophets, and you shall kill them, you shall hate them. And after they preached, and they have preached this gospel into all the nations of Israel, then shall, and then only shall the end come. This is the last day message of the last day prophets. Now we're coming on the scene from the birthright, blessing heritage of Joseph. We're saying and proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that Christ was not a Jew. My, you blind sheep who have been led by the Judeo-Christian, the politically correct, and you're mixing your feet and mongolizing upon the earth as it was in Genesis chapter 6. Come out from among them and be a separate people, and I shall receive you, saith Yahweh. And he said, my people are stiff-necked people. They love to have it so. They love a lie. They love their ears tickle. They love it sugar-coated. They can't stand a copy like Brother Buddy on the shepherd's call. Ah, they hope and pray that I go away. Ladies and gentlemen, our voice will be living Heritage Radio at the end of the month. We have informed you that we can no longer maintain the financial strain upon our budgets. We are now going on shortwave radio. We'll give you the call letters Friday night of that radio shortwave system where you can reach us worldwide. Shortwave, the voice of the shepherd, is still there. We regret having to leave Heritage. It's our favorite radio. It is Lois and all of the fine folks that at Heritage. They give me a free hand. They let me preach this without censoring. They don't reprimand me. They have never called me and cussed me out or called me a bad name. Praise God. They've been very friendly. We appreciate the voice that we've had on Heritage. I pray that you continue to support Brother Ray and Brother Dan and all these brothers that stay on Heritage. I pray that you will support their mission for Jacob Israel. And I warn you, Jacob Israel ministers, to preach the truth that Christ was not a Jew. He was never a Jew. He was never even from the tribe of Judah. He was an Ephrathite, and he was of the blessing tribe. Praise Yahweh, of Joseph, a perfect type. Come out from among them and be your separate. All my people, they that have led you, called you to err. On truth, this is first time revelation. The first time you've heard the truth, I had to fast many days to obtain this privilege. I had to humble myself very low. I am considered a false prophet. I'm talked about from coast to coast. I'm hated and my name is cast out as evil. But I'm still preaching, thus saith Yahweh. The big dog is on the porch barking tonight, and the little dogs are under the porch. They're shaking and trembling because truth is a ground shaker. And you've got ground truth zero as the rubber meets the road, as my good buddy Jim would say. Praise Yahweh for the truth everlasting. It will stand when the wheels on fire, and you better have a portion of that truth into your spirit. If you reject truth, you reject Yahweh. If you won't continue, you say, well, I know all about identity. I'm in the identity. Yeah, but if you don't continue in the rest of the truth, if you don't hear the rest of the story, you shall be as those servants that were deemed as wicked. He shall be cut a portion with the hypocrites, because you know to do good and good not, the Bible said it's a sin. If you're ashamed of him and his truth, he's not a Jew, ladies and gentlemen. Let's come forth with everlasting truth. He was from the tribe of Ephraim. He was not even from the tribe of Judah. I'm sorry, you Judahites that have preached in the past that he was from Judah. Repent and turn from your wicked ways. Behold your blinded eyes, and let Pastor Betty lift your eyes with the truth of our prayer, that you may see the rest of the truth. Don't feel bad about it. I was deceived for 30 years. I acknowledged my shortcomings. I prayed, I fasted, I climbed the hill. I paid the price. I had my toes stopped real good with identity. Oh, they stopped my toes through hurt and bled. And I got out of the GJL blackouts mentality and knew me over 10 years ago. I'm just a babe in Christ in identity. And I'm glad every day I refuse to hear nothing but the truth. So help me, Yahweh. And the Bible said, to depart from evil and seek the light. And Yahweh said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The great controversy region of John chapter 7, verses 40 through 45. Read it there. There was a division among them because Christ acknowledged that he came out of Galilee. Praise Yahweh. Let me tell you something tonight, ladies and gentlemen, for the truth's sake. The truth is wonderful. Praise Yahweh. Now let me give you the rest of John chapter, beginning at 45. Then came the officers of the chief priests, as they are, the warrant officers of the Sanhedrin, these Pharisees, these bloodline snakes, who came to arrest him because he was a Galilean. And they said, search the scriptures, for Christ won't come out of Galilee. The Bible said he's going to come from Judah. You see, they changed the text. They marveled at Christ when he was 12 years old and he went into the temple. What did they marvel at? Because he could read? Why, my, that one's close. If you had a 12-year-old boy and he couldn't read, would you marvel? My heaven, any 12-year-old can read, especially Christ. That wasn't what they marveled about. They could read. That he knew the doctrine had changed and where they had changed the text. Yeah, the genealogy had been changed. He told them about that. He told them that the bloodline of Joseph would produce the Messiah. And they were teaching everyone who came to the Jewish synagogue, which were full of snakes. Right from my faith, snakes in the house. My heavens, we're full of them, praise Yahweh. Truth is scarce as hen's teeth. The authors answered, never spake a man like this when they couldn't take him. They went back without him and they said, where'd you get him? Never spake a man like this. They said, he speaks with authority. He has the scriptures of authority. He has the power. And we don't get any debate. We do not have one minister to call us up and try to debate us on this message. We'll go live on a worldwide debate tonight on this subject. Christ was not a Jew. He was an Ephraimite from the tribe of Joseph, bloodline descendant. He was a stone shepherd from Israel. The prophetic utterances of Genesis 49:24 states it very clear. And ladies and gentlemen, somehow, somewhere along the line, we have lost this precious truth. And the division rages on, praise Yahweh. But verse 47, then answered the Pharisee, are you also deceived? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Remember, I'm going to show you and prove to you tonight that they are deceivers and liars. Nicodemus. The same one that came to him tonight, he hid because of the Jews. He knew that they were after him. Nicodemus, a good man. Fearing him, he that came to Jesus tonight, saying, being one of them, doth our Lord judge any man before heareth him, and knoweth what he doeth? And then they answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Proving that Christ had acknowledged he was a Galilean, because they asked him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. Oh, my, how they have changed the text, how they have hid the truth. Now, you say, Betty, was it recorded that a prophet would come out of Galilee? All right, here's the nail in the coffin of those that believe he was a Jew. We're burying you with this in place, Yahweh, and good riddance, you serpentines. You liars, that you Israelites are awake. We're going to lay hands on you and administer the truth and raise you from the dead. We're going to give you eyes for every eye. Micah chapter 5, verse 3. Here's the prophetic essence. They knew it was in the text. But remember, they were masters of the scrolls and scribes, so they had evidently removed it from the text. Or they had failed to tell those folks that were debating the issue with Christ of Jew, was it Galilean? What's your answer tonight after hearing Pastor Buddy on the Shepherd's Call? Praise Yahweh. Our heritage, worldwide, we're 3521, bringing the truth to you as that saith Yahweh. We're having a drop down match here tonight. We're changing to the truth. and we're stopping cows and roping the goats. Praise Yahweh. Now, getting about step in troops, verse 1. Chapter 5, right now, getting your step in troops, O daughters, he that laid siege against us, this is the old devil, they shall smell the tears of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. Who's that? The prophetic utterance that Yahweh, the stone shepherd of Israel, would be smitten. Who's smiting? Well, who must be the Jews? Those lying bastards that said they were children of God, when in reality they were telling the truth. They're the children of the God of Israel, Satan. Praise Yahweh. Verse 2, here's the scripture they wouldn't quote. Better Betty on Shepherd's Call, he will quote it. He's not afraid. He said, Better Betty, you must be a very brave man. No. No, I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid to turn the light off and go to sleep in the dark. I'm so afraid. Why? Who are you afraid of? I'm not afraid of my life being taken. If I was, I wouldn't be preaching this. I'm afraid of Yahweh. Thou fail to preach the gospel, then realize me. So I fear Yahweh more than I fear the world. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, there it is. Yes, Bethlehem, Judea. I prove to you in the 35th chapter of Genesis that Rachel and Jacob were in Bethlehem, Ephrathah. That Ephraim himself, his bloodline namesake, came out of this territory. So Christ would come out of Bethlehem, Ephrathah. Thereby be little among the thousands compared to Judah, or compared to Judah, yet out of thee, out of the little Bethlehem at the top. Now look on the map, ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you in geographical area. Look on the map and find out that Bethlehem at the top is not in Bethlehem. It is. Oh my, praise Yahweh. Here it is. Come out of Bethlehem at the top? Yes. Judea. Thou shalt come out of Bethlehem at the top. He that is to be the ruler in Israel, Bethlehem Ephrathah. I challenge anybody to take a map and find Bethlehem Ephrathah. It will not be Bethlehem Judea. So then the Jews have lied, and now they're lying, but they've got you to see. They have me to see for and blind for 30 years in tradition. I thought that the Gentiles were the heathen, that we were saved by grace, and the Jews were God's chosen people. I admit I taught it. It was a lie, but I thought it was the truth. The Bible said there's a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. From such turn away. Ladies and gentlemen, our time has come. I've enjoyed this message tonight. Yahweh bless you. If you'd like to call Pastor Buddy after the break, then call me at area code 423-626-2172 or write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. The evidence of the tapes that we have, the messages we've already taped, if you'd like to share in the ministry, helps me to stay on the air, and I need your support. I'm a lone minister preaching this truth. I'm hated, I'm despised, I'm cast down, but a few of Jacob Israel's loved ones hold my hands up. Tonight I'm eternally grateful for those that support the Shepherd's Call. Yahweh richly bless you. This is Pastor Betty and the Shepherd's Call. Until next Friday night, at 9 o'clock, this is Pastor Betty saying, Christ was not a Jew, and David was not a Jew. So then the truth will stand when the world's on fire, and you must be in the truth to avoid the fire. Praise Yahweh. So Yahweh bless you. Until we see you next time, this is Pastor Betty. So long, and Yahweh bless.